out there probably know that for my regular job, I'm a film critic. I go see movies for a living, and everyone always says, oh, that's a great thing. Isn't that awesome? I'm like, yeah, it's great to see like Marvel movies and Star Wars movies early. But then I got to see some of the other crap that's out there, like always. And nothing is worse than knowing you have to leave the house during a snowstorm to drive to a theater 20 minutes away to see like a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Of all the ones to pick, the Nicholas Sparks is the one that immediately is top of mind of misery for you.
Well, no, because there gets to a point, like at the end of the year, like at Christmas, you know, there's always the big Christmas releases and there are all those big award films and I got screeners and screenings and it's a freight train to Christmas. And then there's nothing for like a week and a half. I mean, aside from me just loving Christmas, it's like one of my favorite times of year because I don't actually have to go to the theater. And that's sort of a relief.
Yeah, it's like a mini vacation.
Yeah, and especially it doesn't help that the theater is a nightmare nowadays.
Wait, a nightmare how? Talking about people with like phones and kids who are in R-rated movies who have no business being there, babies crying, the smell of stinky-ass diapers, what?
Well, you know, I have had that. I have had that with the diaper thing. I went and saw a screening. It was of Smurfs 2. So first of all, I had to get up early to go see Smurfs 2 on a Saturday. And drive to like the other side of town. And there was this family and they're in front of us. And the kid was standing. You could tell they're in a diaper because, well, first of all, they're toddlers. So you were assuming they're not wiping at that point. And you can see the puffiness of the diaper, but the diaper's a little extra puffy, we'll say. And then the smell hits you and you're just like, oh, and the person they're with. Has a kid standing there, so of course it's all airing out to everybody, and they're not taking the time to go change the damn child, even though it's just Smurfs 2, for crying out loud. I think you can catch up. This isn't Chinatown. You know, this isn't, you know, something like Gone with the Wind that if you miss a chunk of it, it doesn't make sense. It's the Smurfs. Go change your damn kid's diaper. I don't want to have to smell that.
Are you trying to say that there is no substantive element to Smurfs, that in fact, if you got a loaded diaper, that you can step out, step back in, towel off, be clean, refreshing, not stink out your fellow theater goers, that you've missed absolutely nothing? I mean, seriously?
You've missed not much. I mean, not to say there's nothing. There was pictures on the screen during Smurfs too, but you know, yeah, I mean, but like I said, it's not like you're trying, Jack Nicholson's not trying to solve a murder here.
This is true.
This is the Smurfs with fart jokes. So I guess we just had, you know, it was a sensory experience. It was sort of like the John Waters thing with the Smell-O-Rama. It's just they bring the kids in with the diapers for the poop jokes.
So of all the smells at the theater, I would say the crappy diaper is probably the worst. Because initially, I always imagine the good feeling of popcorn and pretzel bites. And all. See, just now I'm excited and feeling good about going to the movies. But you're filled with angst, anger, frustration. I mean, you seem like you should be medicated.
Until somebody with swamp feet decides to take off their shoes and put them up because, the thing is, there's been a lot of talk about this, about people saying, the movie experience. And there's even like, there's a big debate going on about, you know, is it better at home? Is it better in the theaters? It is always better at home because I control the environment with the rare times where there's a movie that's like the big screen. You know, like when I saw Avatar for the first time, I saw that movie Apollo 11, which was the documentary in IMAX of the Apollo. That's cool. That's worth seeing in the IMAX. But, the Smurfs too. No.
The best, by the way, I just want to say this. You mentioned the astronauts, and by the way, they do wear diapers.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. It could have been an enhanced experience. That's absolutely true.
Imagine being stuck in that capsule waiting to get back home, and it's just filled with the funk of well, you know, whatever it is that they're eating freeze-dried stuff up there.
Well, they didn't hit the Indian buffet right before going up into the Saturn V rocket. They're all up there.
I hope to God the baby's not been to the Indian buffet. Have a little naan and just a little bit more curry, please.
Well, I could just see them in the moon capsule going, oh, no wonder his name's Buzz. Oh, I love seeing movies on the big screen in the Dolby Theater, and I love the smell of popcorn and pretzel bites and all that kind of stuff, and the $50 piece of candy. But there's so many annoyances. I just recently went to a movie. This is last weekend. There was a big movie opening, but they did sneaks. So they did like those paid sneaks where you could pay see it 2 weeks early. They did that with like Jumanji a couple years ago. But they did that with this movie, which is unimportant what movie it was, but I realized I hadn't been to a movie on a Saturday night in years.
Because it's your job. You probably try to avoid that peak viewing at all costs, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I go see a movie on a weekend, I'm seeing it like, you know, maybe like on a Friday afternoon, or I'll see it Thursday night just when it opens. So I don't go to the theaters, and I'm sitting there watching this movie, and arguably this is a sneak, the one chance to see this movie for 2 weeks before it opens. And there are people still on their phones and kids. I don't know what it is. People running up and down the aisle to get popcorn. And it just reminded me why I hate going to the theater.
So how do you deal with a situation like that? Because I always envision...
Well, it depends.
Okay. Well, see, you have dealt with it. You say it depends. Now, you got to pick your spot. You have I've had somebody on the phone in front of me, and I've said, hey, you know, you don't need to be doing that here. Now go and, you know, whatever. And then you get that weird thing where you're kind of like, is this going to be a beatdown situation? I forget, there was a movie that I watched about guys in the theater that had some type of altercation about somebody being on the phone, which was very surreal as I was sitting in the theater.
I've yelled at people across the aisle, but like, turn off your phone. Or this one person was texting in a movie. Again, it was some crappy kids movie on a Saturday morning, but I was annoyed because the person's in front of me texting. And so I said, can you not do that? And they just ignored me. So I put my foot on the back of their seat and I started bouncing it like a nervous leg syndrome.
Nice.
And I, cause I could read the text too. The texts were like, I love you, mommy. And it wasn't like, oh my God, somebody's in the house. Call the police. No, it was something. It's just like, oh, you know, mommy, I wanted to say hi. And so I'm bouncing my foot, and she kept giving me the stink eye, and I'm just like, and so eventually she stopped. She got the point. There's another time I was at a movie, and it was like, it's always at the worst movies too. It's never at a movie you really want to see, but that's the thing. Cause like in a movie, you really like a highly anticipated one, like the crowd gets behind you sometimes if somebody's being an ass about it.
Well, sure. Cause everybody has that same feeling. What's interesting is clearly they're not invested in the movie, even though you may be. Why wouldn't they just drag their ass up out of the chair, go do whatever they got to do elsewhere? Or like I've been known to do, I shouldn't probably say this. The Titanic's a perfect example. I knew how it ended. I was bored and miserable. That's when you dart across the hallway when you see something that starts soon so you can get the hell out of your nightmare and never getting that time of your life back.
So wait, so basically people say, what do you think of Titanic? You go, well, it was kind of boring for the first half, but then the aliens showed up.
Right. Yes. Different boat, but it was great.
So there's one time I was at a movie, and I was in the back row because I just was, and it was a crappy movie. It was this Meryl Streep movie called Ricky and the Flash. Old people are the worst, though. I mean, everyone's like, oh, the kids. No, it's the old people with their phones.
Now, they don't know how to use the phone, or they're indifferent to anyone else being around them because they figured I'm old and I can do whatever the hell I want. I've paid my dues.
I guess. But so this woman, and she was like late middle age, probably in her 50s, and she just had taken, and she was just surfing. And I'm letting it go. And my general rule is to let it go until it becomes unforgivable. And then I say something, because at that point, I'm in the right.
Morally speaking.
And I lean over to her, say very nice, could you mind putting your phone away? And she's like, no. And went back to looking. And I'm like, okay. And so I then turned on that LED flashlight, you know, that miniature sun can take down an airplane.
That's right.
And I just shined it right in her face.
Now, see, in what was her reaction? Because I just picture her coming over the seat back towards you to like throat punch you or something like that.
She was annoyed.
No. Really? Shockingly.
She was annoyed and eventually put her phone away, and I turned off mine because I'm like, what are you going to do? But yeah, you're right. I could have gotten stabbed.
I wouldn't have thought that the late in life, middle-aged woman with the phone would somehow pull out a knife and try to like stick it real quick, shank it like she's in the county lockup or something like that.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, I usually don't cause problems for people who look like they're going to be dangerous. I mean, she looked like a librarian, like a hippie librarian from the
70s. So you picked an easy mark, not only a woman, but someone who looked easy woman
she
on top of
it. She started it. She drew first blood, man.
And you know, it's like a domestic dispute, as my guess is. If law enforcement was called after the poor kid who actually has to, and I don't even know if this happens anymore. I remember when I was younger, and we'd sneak food and drink into the theater because it was $28 for a soda or whatever. We might have been drinking underage. I can neither confirm nor deny. But then you get some 16 or 17-year-old who really has no desire to be telling anybody to shut the hell up, who has to come down there with the flashlight and go, hey, buddy, stop doing that. Yeah. So I can totally see that call being made, and they look at her, and then they look at you, Chubby, and they go, who's really in the wrong? You're the bad guy. There's no winning that unless you've got people around you who applaud you for doing the right thing.
That's true. Probably the best moment I had in getting on somebody's case about this. I was in California when I did this. I was up in Oxnard.
I'm sorry, by the way, for that.
That's kind of like the trophy wife graveyard. That's where like people go with their trophy wives when they finally got older, and like the silicone implants are becoming pendulums, but they're still dressed in like pink tank tops and like leopard print pants, but they're like 62, you know, that's, and then they all have like entitled children who are running around who's like, parents can fire anybody who says anything bad to them.
That's right.
My friend and I, and again, shitty movie we went to go see. It was the Tomb Raider 2, The Cradle of Life. The second one with Angelina Jolie, which the first one's kind of rubbish anyways. The second one's just garbage.
Well, I know it had to be because I don't even remember the movie. I don't remember hearing about it. There's only so much I have room upstairs for that at all.
Yeah. So here we are, Oxnard, California, me and a buddy of mine, and we were sitting there, and in this row, then like, I'd say the entire graduating class of whatever the local high school was came and sat next to us. So it was this big line of like 16-year-old kids just being, not even like being, they're just chitty and chatty and talking and blah, blah, and they're hopping them from seat to seat to seat. And I'm just getting watching this, and it's just getting more and more annoying. Now, you got to understand, you've seen me. I got a shaved head and a beard. But back then, I had longer hair. I had this, and I never got my hair cut. So, you know, I get it cut like every like 4 months because I was a lazy bastard, which is why I went to the shaved head. But I used to have this big mop of hair, and, you know, I'm a big dude. And so we're sitting there, and these kids are, and I swear to God, there's like 20 of them, but they're all like suburban kids from an 80s comedy. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty safe. It's Family Matters. You know, it's Growing Pains. That's what I'm dealing with on this one. So
not Breakfast Club. You could be in trouble.
Oh yeah. No, Bender would give me a problem. But one point I finally turn to him and I go, shut the fuck up.
Strong. And the reaction was?
Dead silence, because you got to remember, this is the place. If somebody talked to these kids like this, they would fire you and your family. But I'm not from Oxnard, California. I was just visiting, bitches. I got to go back to Ohio. So they didn't know what to do. And this girl, this blonde, pretty girl, she's sort of shaking, and she goes, you shut the fuck up. And her friend's like, no! And they all like jump on her and like almost cover her mouth because they're like, he's gonna murder us. And then they like left 2 minutes later. Like, all of them.
You scared the kids out of the theater. I think that's strong. I think that's
old
one
women
of those
and kids like, don't mess with me in a movie theater or I'll come after you.
Chubby's a dangerous man in a theater. Keep it in line or get the hell out.
Oh, the worst one though. There's a local movie theater here. I there's another critic in town that she said she was going through the theater. There was a pile of poop in there.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So, what do you mean a pile of poop in there? Like somebody actually took a dump in the theater?
Yeah. I mean, well, and she said it was like in the. There's always that little like hallway that then you come around the corner to the concrete steps.
Yeah.
It was in that little hallway. I'm like, because here's my thought. There's a bathroom just outside that theater.
Yeah.
And I'm here thinking, well, maybe they couldn't wait. But then I'm like, but they had the presence of mind to take their pants down.
Yeah, at least with the dirty diaper, you can yank that thing off. You get a pile of poop in the hallway. Where's the kid who, that's what they were, this is during the film it happened, because in between, don't they pick up cups and stuff that rolls down to the front of the screen area?
I hope so. Whatever. I hope that, maybe they're like, I'm paid minimum wage. I'm not touching that shit, literally.
No one hired me to pick up shit, that's for sure. Yeah, I totally get that. That's wow.
Maybe it was a critic. Maybe that was a review of the movie.
Stinky, steamy pile of stuff. That's unbelievable. I can't even imagine that. I don't even know what I do. I'm trying. I still can't. Have you taken a dump anywhere you shouldn't have?
Oh, I've got a story for you. Uh-oh. So,
of course.
So we're driving to Alaska one day, and we're in Alaska. We just came out of the Yukon Territory, and there's just a lot of nothing in Alaska. And I had to go to the bathroom. So we came out. There's this place called Toke, Alaska, which is basically where the road diverges and goes up to Fairbanks or down to Anchorage. And that's this teeny little town called Toke that has a gas station. It's because I'm an idiot, I didn't go then. And we're driving around, keep driving, passing by moose and squirrel and bears and longhorn sheep and all that kind of stuff. And I just can't take it. And I said, honey, I go, that looks like a Texaco station. Let's stop here. So we pull in. It was at one point a Texaco station, but it was abandoned. It was sort of like I Am Legend had happened there already. And I said, well, maybe there's like a door that I could go in and get by. The stuff was like boarded up and everything. So I'm here. It's like middle of the night in Alaska. It's light because it's in the summer. So I just drop trow and let it go.
Well, hold on. So where exactly did you drop it?
Just on the side of the road by this old Texaco station.
Didn't get actually into the facility, just nearby, like outside.
I couldn't. It was all like boarded up and chained.
Okay, I got it. All right, so in other words, Chubby Scat outside the abandoned Texaco.
Yeah, I mean, I went into the woods, but you don't want to go too far in the woods because there's like bear and shit that we were seeing. You don't want a moose coming to you when you're like, your pants are down at your ankles.
No, you don't.
One of the biggest pieces of wildlife you're going to find in Alaska are mosquitoes. Because they're bigger than moose. They are huge and they're all over the place in the summer. There's so many. And so as I was in the breeze, letting it happen, you know, spraying to the wilderness like a hippo at the zoo, a mosquito bit me right, not exactly in the middle, but he got really damn close. I mean, this wasn't like the 50 point on the bullseye, but maybe like the 35 point. And then I had like Bounty paper towels. I wiped myself and I said to myself, that was awful. But you know who was worse for?
No.
That stupid mosquito.
But, well, probably. I don't know how they feel about big piles of poo, the mosquito.
Well, no, I mean, he was just, that's where he went. He had to go through it to get, and while he was drinking my blood.
He had to go through it.
It wasn't like a spray. It wasn't a fire hose.
You said it, not me. Well, he had to go through it. So I'm just picturing this big monster-sized mosquito that could carry a car away, fighting through like you, leaving a loaf out, going,
oh, no, it wasn't
guy.
A loaf. It wasn't baked yet. I'll just say that.
Just all kinds of bad and wrong. Thank you for that.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.